And it is 34 minutes after 8 o'clock. Thanks for listening. You've got it on KHUM. All week long, we've been talking with various different candidates who are running for Humboldt County Board of Supervisors. We've talked with just about everyone thus far, but not quite everyone. All the other interviews you'll find archived at KHUM.com and at the Lost Coast Outpost. Our last person to talk to is Estelle Fennell, running for 2nd District Supervisor to unseat Cliff Clendenin. Thanks, Estelle, for coming in.
Hey, good morning, Cliff. Thank you for having me.
Absolutely. So thanks for making the drive up. Appreciate it.
Oh, yeah. Well, my pleasure. It's a wonderful drive. Beautiful country.
It is indeed.
Yeah.
So I guess, first off, just let people know who Estelle Fennell is.
Well, here's a quick background sketch. I've lived in the 2nd District for the past 30 years. I recently left my position as executive director of the Humboldt Coalition for Property Rights. Before that, I spent 17 and a half years as a news director at Redwood Community Radio, KMUD. I've always been involved with my community on many different levels. I currently serve on several boards, including the Bryceland Volunteer Fire Department, the Healy Senior Center, Mendocino Lighthouse Preservation Society, Keat TV Community Advisory Board, Mainstream Media Project. And for those of you who check in with Lost Coast Outpost, I'm also along with Bobby Wisby and Kim Kemp, a co-administrator of SOHUM Awareness, which is a web-based source for up-to-the-minute community information, specifically dealing with emergencies. I'm also a member of Rotary International Garberville and a member of both the Garberville and Fortuna Chambers of Commerce. I'm currently involved with Prosperity 2012 process, and I'll just leave it at that for now. I'm sure I've got more to talk about.
Very busy.
Yeah, very busy.
Very
nonstop.
Busy person. So why are you running for 2nd District Supervisor?
Well, I'm running for 2nd District Supervisor because I believe that our district needs a strong, committed, responsive, effective representative, a leader, a communicator, a supervisor who will listen and act on issues and who will just demonstrate the courage to look at all sides and make decisions based on robust community input and what's best for the 2nd District. And I believe that my particular skills, my life skills, my experience, and my community-oriented disposition make me the best person for the job.
Okay. You're looking to unseat Cliff Clendenin, the current
yes,
supervisor.
I am. Mm-hmm.
How do you differentiate yourself from him?
Well, there are seven real specific differences, I think, between me and my opponent. I think, first of all, I'm very 2nd District oriented. I'm very concerned about the 2nd District, and I have been for many years. I feel that that would be my first priority. I also feel very strongly about the public participation process, and I have some differences with Cliff on that. I fought very hard to get Section 1500 of the general plan update, general plan, back into the general plan update. That would have called for citizen advisory committees, which were left out of this past update, and so I disagree with Cliff on that. He agreed with the staff recommendation to keep those out. I worked with the public participation group to get that back in. We and others, such as the League of Women Voters, felt it was very important that you have citizen advisory committees. I also had differences with Cliff with regard to money for roads and how the Headwaters Fund is spent. And all in all, there's just a difference in terms of style and also philosophy, I think. I feel very strongly about land users, landowners' rights, and property rights. Balance those with the environmental protection. I think that Cliff is more on the small growth side, and I feel very strongly that we need to be more growth oriented. That's not to say we become like Santa Rosa, which is something I do not want, but I don't want us to stand still either. In fact, I think that's a very important issue, is a priority for me, is that we become a little bit more robust in that area.
Okay.
A lot of differences.
Okay. If you do get elected, what would be your top priorities to take on in office?
Well, I think the the most pressing need right now is the economic situation. I think we really need to diversify our economy. We're not growing at a good enough rate for there to be enough jobs for residents of the second district and throughout the county. And so I believe this stems from my involvement with Prosperity 2012, with business leaders, community leaders, looking at the issues in Humboldt County. I think a lot of our problems with growth stem from a culture at the county level that puts obstacles in the way of people who want to move forward. And so what I would like to see happen is for the county to become more friendly to the end user, more friendly to the person going in there with a project, more business friendly. That's not to say to not have regulations. It's just to say make them clear and be more welcoming and helpful when people come in with projects. I think that would go a long way towards stabilizing our economy. I also, as I mentioned, would like to diversify, because we've depended a lot, especially in the second district, on the resources economy. Timber and fishing. Those things are not as robust as they used to be. We have to diversify, and we have to have good paying jobs back in our area. I mean, I go door to door, Fortuna, Rio Del, Hydesville, you name it. There are people who whose families have to leave because they don't find work. And, you might hear people saying the economy is upticking a little. You wouldn't know that when you go to a lot of people's homes in this district. So I'd like to see things change in that regard, that we have got some ideas with regard to identifying industrially zoned sites so that you could pre-permit, and then it wouldn't be such a long and expensive process for somebody to come in and establish a business. So we've got a few of those in the second district. That's one thing. I'd also like to see vocational training starting at the high school level, because everybody talks about getting a college degree, and that's very important in today's world. But there are some kids who are not meant to be executive directors or surgeons or whatever. There are people who like to work with their hands, who like to produce, and they need to be trained all the way from when they're young enough to know that there are different options. So starting at high school, going on up, that kind of a revitalization of vocational training. And then the third component of increasing our abilities to employ people in the second district and throughout the county would be to make the process for permitting more of a clear one, like A to Z guidelines, and possibly look at things like having one planner go through each project, that kind of thing.
Okay. So what do you think of the current biggest issues that are facing the Humboldt County Board of Supervisors right now?
Right now, I think they've got an issue that it's kind of a fold in of economic growth and land use policies. And let me just say again, I would like to state my three priorities, because I got kind of lost out there. Sure. On the economic one. Economy, land use, sensible land use policies, and then infrastructure and safety. So, okay, go back to the key issue right now for the supervisors, I think, is the community development department, which folded in environmental health, planning, building, et cetera, economic development. Now, what happened here is that a lot of people were concerned about how the planning department, building department were being managed. There was a lot of input, grand jury investigations, etc. And as a result of all of that, the supervisors actually decided to split that gigantic department into two, but they kind of tailored it to the present employees, namely the head of the department, Kurt Girard. So in order to not boot him out, they created two departments. They made him the director of economic development and resources, and then they were to have a new planning director. And then lo and behold, 2 months later, Mr. Girard says, no, I've got a job in Santa Clara. Now, what do we do? Did we create all of this just to keep him? And I think what we need to do is look at perhaps – keeping this department actually as one department, not creating two full-level department heads, looking at how it can be done better. And there are ways to look at it. I know that Supervisor Sundberg and Smith, I think, were looking at revamping it again after this two-month double-headed department.
Is that something you think we should do, is go back to one?
I think that we should at least look at that. Mm-hmm. We need to find out what the scope of legal work is for these departments, how to staff them, and most importantly, how to be responsive to the needs of us in Humboldt County. I believe that if we're efficient in designing one department, we can save money, which could then be applied to other needs such as public safety, roads, human services, and the environment. So I think we have an opportunity. It's a challenge to look and see what did we do wrong by creating this situation, and how can we make it better?
Okay, fair enough. One thing I've been talking to all the candidates about, and it's a passion of mine, is a regional trail system. Yes. Here in Humboldt County. Is that something that that you support, a regional trail system throughout the county?
Absolutely. I love trails. I love hiking, and I think that would be a wonderful thing.
Mm-hmm. Now, this would be we're talking a Class 1 trail system, so non-motorized vehicles can get between the various different communities here in Humboldt County.
Yeah. So repeat that again. I'm sorry.
We're talking about like a Class 1 trail system where non-motorized vehicles like bicycles.
Yes, yes, yes.
And would be able to get around the county without mm-hmm. having to ride on the highway.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, yeah. I mean, I see just in my own neighborhood of Redway Garberville. Mm-hmm. I'd really love to see trails that would hook Garberville and Benbow. It's difficult, but we can do it. You know, I mean, there are all sorts of ways that we can work around what we have now to create that trail. Mm-hmm. I mean, I don't know. Anyway, yeah, I like that.
Now, one thing that's been bantied about is to utilize rail banking to create this trail system, since we already have this right-of-way that hasn't been used for nearly 15 years. Would you support rail banking to that end?
Now, are you talking about the rail going down south, mm-hmm. north-south? Okay, well, you know, in concept, rail banking sounds fine, but in reality, I'm not so sure. I haven't seen any instance of rail banking resulting in the rail going back to rails. It's basically stayed trails. And I am a strong believer in rails as an environmentally superior way to move goods and people. That being said, I think that the north-south corridor is very problematic, specifically in the Eel River Canyon.
Sure.
We all know that. And in fact, what we're looking at now is a rail, east-west, going over to Red Bluff. And I think that that's worth looking at for sure. With regard to the Eel River Canyon, and specifically the property that the railroad goes through, I've heard from lots of property owners in that area that they would find it problematic to have a trail going through their property. It's really different to have a train go through. You know, it's going past, it's not stopping, nobody's getting off, they're going through your land, bye-bye. You've got a trail, now you've got people walking, camping, possibly trespassing, causing fires, etc. These are the concerns of the property owners up in some of the more remote areas of that rail line. So I have problems with that. I also think that it's very expensive. It would be almost as expensive to do a trail as it would to do a rail, in my view, you know, to do something like that. So that being said, I do support trails, but I'm not so sure that I support them going through those remote private properties where people have concerns like that.
Would you, since the North Coast Railroad Authority has pretty much said that they really have no plan to revitalize the north-south through the Eel River Canyon, mm-hmm. Would you be in favor of just letting it revert back to just basically losing the right-of-way and let it revert back to private ownership?
Well, if it appears that we get a superior rail going east-west, Maybe that will be the end result. I wouldn't be in favor of it now. Mm-hmm. I mean, we don't even know what kind of technology is in the future. My guess is that if we get a good system going east-west, we won't need this. We may expand it up to Willits. We may expand it down to McCann or somewhere like that. But I just don't know if we'll that one little chunk that's really problematic will ever be developed. And, you know, if that's all that there is, then I say, yeah, maybe it will go back. I'm not sure. But right now, I would not be in favor of abandoning it right now.
Okay. Fair enough. We're just about out of time, but I want to make sure that you get the final word to say what's important to you to get out to your
Well, I'd say that I envision and will fight for a future where our kids are working in fields, forests, mills, technology, in fisheries, in manufacturing or shipping, where our schools are well-funded, our roads and infrastructure in good shape, our communities are safe, and our rivers are clean and full, and we can work on that together. And I would like to say I've got the support of a lot of people, a lot of endorsements, and I'm proud to have the endorsement of the Humboldt Deputy Sheriff's Organization, the Del Norte Humboldt Del Norte Central Labor Council, California United Health Home Care Workers, Humboldt Correctional Peace Officers Association, Plumbers and Steam Fitters Local 290, Building and Trades Council, hundreds of local businesses, and over 800 individuals from throughout the 2nd District. And you can see all of that on my website at EstelleFennell.org. I would very much appreciate your vote on June 5th, and I would love to be your supervisor and work with you, return your phone calls, and be a good communicator for the future.
All right. Estelle Fennell, thanks for making the drive up here. Appreciate it.
Thank you very much, Cliff.
All righty. And this conversation, as all conversations we've had thus far for this political dialogue, will be archived momentarily. You'll find that at khum.com and at the Lost Coast Outpost.